Shalom to all. Today we're learning as always Perek Vav Mishnah Tes Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi b'zeichet Vayin Juzivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Amar Rabbi Yisim and Kusar Yisim Kisa says Pamachas Yisim Halach B'derech. One time I was going along the way, Upaga Bi Adam Echad, a fellow bumped into me. V'nosli Shalom. He said Shalom Aleichem to me. V'chazarti Le Shalom. I responded with Aleichem Shalom. Amar Li. He asked me, Rabbi, Me'ez Makamata? From which place are you? Amarti Lo. I told him, Me'ir Gadol Shacham Shal Sifrim Ani. I'm from a great city of Chacham and Sifrim. I come from a place of Tamidei Chacham and important people. Amr Ali, so he told me, Rebbe, do you want to come and live with us in our place? I'll give you thousands upon thousands of golden dinarim and precious stones and pearls. Amr Ali, I told him, Bini, my son, if you give me all the silver and gold and precious stones and pearls in the world, I would only live in a place of Torah. I know that your place doesn't have Torah scholars there. Why else are you inviting me to come and live with you? You clearly don't have any one there, and that's what you're offering me, all the money in the world to come. But I'm only going to live in a place of Tyra, and that's even if you give me all the money in the world. And why is that? Says Rabbi Yisim Mikisma, Lefisha B'Shas B'Tirasa Shal Adam, because at the time when a person leaves the world, all these things don't accompany him, his silver, his gold, precious stones and pearls. It's only his Tyra and his good deeds. Because the Pasuk says, when you travel, it will guide you, referring to Tyra. When you lie down, it's going to protect you. And when you wake up, it's going to speak to you. And these refer to three different stages of life. When you travel, it's going to guide you. What's this referring to? In this world, when a person is going through this world, everywhere he is, everything he's involved in, Torah is going to be his guide. And when the Pasuk says, when you lie down, it's going to protect you. What's this referring to? In the grave. Once a person dies, the Torah protects him there. And when you wake up, it's going to speak for you. What's this referring to? So too, it's written in Sefer Tehillim by David Melch Yisrael, Toivli Tairas Picha Me'alf Ezov V'chasev, the Torah of your mouth is better for me, it's greater for me than thousands in gold and silver. And Va'omer, another pasuk says, Li HaKesev V'li HaZov Num Hashem Tzvakos, all the silver and gold is mine, says Hashem. And therefore we see that it's not money and precious stones and gems and pearls and whatnot that's important, it's really the Torah. And that's why the Mishnah concluded that anyway, all the gold and silver comes from Hashem, so if you follow the word of Hashem, Hashem is going to help you out. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, Chamisha Kinyanim Kanakos Baruch by Lamai, there are five kinyanim, which literally translated means acquisitions that Hashem made in this world. Now, obviously, we know the entire world belongs to Hashem, so Hashem doesn't have to buy anything, doesn't have to acquire anything. The whole world is his anyway. What the Mishnah is trying to emphasize is that these five things are so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. It's as if he bought them. That's just a way of showing their great importance. Ve'elu hein, and these are them. Torah kinyan echad, Torah is one kinyan. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad, Shemayim and arts are a kinyan. Avram kinyan echad, Avram Avinu is a kinyan. Yisrael kinyan echad, the Yidden are a kinyan. And Beis HaMikdash kinyan echad, the Beis HaMikdash is a kinyan also. Now we see the source for all these. Torah minayin, where do we see that Torah is a kinyan, that this is something that's beloved to Hashem? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Hashem kanani reishis darkai kedem mif'alav me'az. Hashem acquired me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old, and this is referring to the Torah. I mean, the Torah is speaking that Hashem acquired me, and so that's the kinyan of the Torah. Shemayim v'aretz minayin, where do we see that Shemayim and Aretz are Hashem's kinyan? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim kisi, the Shemayim is my throne, my chair, v'haaretz hadoyim rahagloi, and the earth is my footstool. Eza bayis asher tivnu li ve'eza makim nuchasi. What house could you build for me? What place could be my resting place? And so we see this pasuk refers to Shemayim and Aretz. Va'omer, another pasuk says, Ma rabu masacha Hashem. How wonderful are your maisim, your creations, Hashem. Kulam b'chachma sisa. All of them you made with wisdom. Mala'a ha'aretz kinyonecha. The earth, which is your kinyon, which is your acquisition, is filled with them. So here we see this lashon of kinyon by Shemayim and Aretz. Avram inayin. Where do we see that Avram Avinu is Hashem's kinyon? Tachsev, the pasuk says, Vayvarcheyu, and he blessed him. Vayomer, and he said, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz. Blessed is Avram by Hashem, maker of Shemayim and Aretz. This is Malkit Tzedek blessing Avram after he conquered the four kings. Now the drasha is, since Malkit Tzedek was blessing Avram, saying that he should be blessed by Hashem, who is the Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz, the comparison is that Avram as well is considered one of the Kinyanim. Yisrael Minayin, what about the Yidden? The Pasuk says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. Until your people pass through Hashem, until this people that you have acquired passes through. And we say this in Oz Yashir every single day. V'aymer, another pasuk says, for the G'dayshim, for the holy people who are on the earth, and the Adirim, which means the mighty ones, all my desire is for them. Here once again we see this concept of that this kinyan of Hashem just means that Hashem has this real desire, this real love for that which is his kinyan, and this is obviously referring to Yisrael. And Beis HaMikdash Minayin, what about the Beis HaMikdash? The pasuk says, Machan l'shivtecha po'alto Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, koinenu yodecha, Torah, the foundation of your dwelling place that you Hashem have made, the Mikdash Hashem that your hands established. And Va'omer, another pasuk says, Vayivim el gvul kodshoi harzek hanso yaminoi, and he brought them to his holy borders, this mountain, referring to Har Moriah, which is where the Beis HaMikdash is, that his right hand acquired. That's hanso yaminoi, his yamin, his right hand acquired it. So here as well, we see the Beis HaMikdash is a kinyan of Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last Mishnah of the Masechta, and the first Mishnah, the brand new Masechta, Maseches Ha'iriyos, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.